Let's continue with this discussion, and I'm going to throw these messages out specifically now that Alan is about to join us as a live performer and one who's obviously going to be also reliant on the online part of performing in the COVID-19 era of trying to stay socially distanced. I'm very curious to hear what Alan thinks about this. As I mentioned, for those of you who might have missed it, Russell Howard, a comedian in Wales, happened to be on stage, and half of the way through during the performance, noticed a woman filming his performance, his comedic performance, and then put a halt to the performance and walked off stage. I'm curious to know your thoughts about this. We already know how much pressure live performers are under with respect to financial access and people sticking to their contracts, given the fact, especially in South Africa and in many parts of the world, that performances are being quelled by numbers as well as availability because of COVID-19. But the question is, what about the other viewers and the other attendees of the particular comedy show? Have they been hard done by his walking away? Should they have thrown out the user? Michael in Simonstown says, tell the person videoing to stop, delete the material and get out. Then, being a comedian, make fun of the guy and the situation. Gordon says, well, regarding Russell Howard, the complete story indicates that this was a work in progress set where he was trying out new material and it was sold as such. So the filming of untried new material threatened his future livelihood for new work. And thus, in my opinion, his reaction was warranted. Another perspective here saying, 2016 mid-concert, Adele called out an audience member for recording the show. I want to tell that lady, this is a quote as well, can you stop filming me with the camera, with the video camera, she told the crowd. Can you take your tripod down? This isn't a DVD. This is a real show, and I'd really like you to enjoy the show because there are lots of people outside who couldn't come in. It's quite an important one. I've seen Beyonce, for example, call out her audience saying, can you put down the camera? Like, I'm right in front of you. Like, you've literally got, I've got a whole bunch of cameras in my faces. Too bad. Too bad. She literally had her feet in front of my face. I was that close and I was going to get that shot. She wasn't saying that at the concert I attended. 8:10. Let's hear from Alan Kometi himself and what his perspectives are as he gets us geared up for Streaming with Laughter.
Breakfast with Refilwe Moloto on Cape Talk.
At last. Good morning, Alan. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe.
Ridiculous. It has taken far too long. It's finally happened. I'm so excited and now I've run out of time. So thank you so much. Look after yourself and we'll have to do this another time.
All the best.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Alan, sure. I mean, it's been ages that I've been wanting to chat to you. The couple of weeks ago, I suppose, earlier on in the lockdown, people were like, oh my gosh, best comedian ever, Alan Kometi.
Oh, bless.
And you know, I'm not the best Cape Townian. I am a 10-year long Cape Townian, but I just suck. So I was like, who? And people were like, oh my gosh, Refilwe, you're nuts.
To be fair, there are mornings when I wake up and I go, who? About myself. So that's also fine. It doesn't really matter.
You're so generous.
The point is, I've been sitting at my phone every morning for this whole lockdown thinking, she'll call this morning. She must surely call this morning. And it's finally happened, and it's a glorious Friday, and why not?
It certainly is. All right, so welcome. I'm so excited to have you. I know our listeners have had you on this breakfast show before. I'm the newbie around here. Educate and edify me about Streaming with Laughter. I'm so excited about this. The show's tomorrow.
The show's tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and as you mentioned a little earlier, I think the big excitement around this one is it's going to be, as I understand, the first streamed comedy show during this lockdown period with a little audience. And I think that's going to add a little something special because we did a couple of weeks ago, I did a corporate for the first time, which tried to do this, what they're now terming a hybrid event. In other words, most of it is streamed out to audiences across the country or, in fact, around the world. But that there's, because of our allowance now for 50 people socially distanced, I played a couple of weeks ago to about 35 people. I can't tell you the excitement, the thrill of hearing actual laughter and seeing real faces and eyes connecting with me. I was meant to do 50 minutes. I wanted to do an hour. And so I think tomorrow night we'll have some of that excitement because there is something tangibly different about the atmosphere and the energy that exists between an audience and a performer. And I think that will hopefully spill over into the people who bought tickets and are watching online. So tomorrow should be quite unusual, and I'm hoping very exciting.
Well, I'm excited as well, Alan, because that is exactly what I wanted to ask you. I've dabbled a little bit in high school theatre, and there's no, you know, there's nothing quite like that feed that you get off the audience being in the room. And even for those of us who are streaming, I mean, one of the things that I've been frustrated by, for example, the late night comedy shows in the States, where the hosts are sitting in their house, I'm like, maybe this guy is not that funny after all.
And so that's interesting. We've had that thought. And I mean, I'm a huge fan of John Oliver, for example, amongst all the others. And then you start questioning, and that's ridiculous. We've been watching these, you know, folks for years now. We know their skill set. And it's got nothing to do with the talent or skills of the performer. It really is that extra factor that we've lost, you know, due to this pandemic. And I think it does make a difference. And it's not even about, I mean, I'm the kind of comedian, those who've seen me, I do like to engage with my audience and to chat to them and involve them in the show. But it's not even about the actual chatting. It really is just that energy that exists, that frisson is a lovely French word on this Friday morning. A frisson. It means frisson. I don't speak, I have no idea what it means. But there is something kind of exciting and electric that exists in the room. And it elevates, it changes your performance. It suddenly means you're playing with with more intention, if you will.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, I think tomorrow's going to be really fun.
It's going to be amazing. A little bit of it's a bit of a je ne sais quoi. Isn't that saying the best? It literally means I don't know what. It's so funny. Okay, so the show, you don't have to cap yourself at 40 minutes. It's a full 65 minutes of new and old favorites. Will there be a leopard print or a leotard, excuse me?
Yes, there will be. There has to be. So I've been very lucky. When I studied drama many, many years ago at UCT, I was taught by Jay Pather, a wonderful contemporary dance theatre practitioner who still does amazing work. And what I realized watching contemporary dance theatre, certainly in the early 2000s, but even up to recently, is that there's so much meaning being created that nobody knows what it means. And if that doesn't sum up COVID and lockdown, then I don't know what does. And so I'm going to end tomorrow's show with a praise poem installation for the health of South Africa with some dancers. I'm in a leotard. I've got JP Duermany, the ex-Proteas cricketer, to help
me.
There's going to be smoke. There's going to be a sickled foot, if you know your dance terms. There's going to be leaps and bounds. There'll be ululating. That's just from me, but perhaps the ushers as well. I can't tell you what excitement awaits us.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. And it's actually coming in at a really great price, 80 Rand per viewing device. The smart move here, of course, is to say again.
It's the price of half a cigarette.
Actually. And so 80 Rand per viewing device to sacrifice one. I mean, and Zolling and sharing the viewing are completely different risks. So rather share the viewing. Yes. You can book through Quicket. I'm really excited about this. As you said, it's tomorrow at 7, but there's somebody who sent in a message earlier, but also this person, the last time we spoke about you, sent in a message to be like, oh my word, my favorite comedian. So I wanted you to hear from Paloma in Rondebosch. Good morning, Paloma.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm super, super, super excited for tomorrow evening.
And what would you like,
Paloma,
to say?
That's amazing.
What would you like to say to Alan? I mean, I feel as though it's the perfect opportunity to meet a person of whom you're the number one fan is for you to test a joke on him.
Well, I actually know him because I was lucky. Well, know him. I was lucky enough that he was at our year-end function last year. I organized it. And from the word go, for 50 minutes, he had all our staff people in stitches, including me, of course.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Paloma, I remember you. Of course, we did a great function at the end of last year. And I'm thrilled that you're going to be part of our audience tomorrow. Paloma, of course, is it a German word or is it Dutch? Where's Paloma from?
It's Spanish and it means dove.
Spanish, yes. That's right, Paloma.
It means what, Paloma?
It means dove. The bird, dove?
Dove. Okay, okay, fabulous. So I don't know if you caught that little slip in there, Paloma, but Alan is very generous. He had given us two tickets for tomorrow's private small studio guests. And given you've been such a big fan, he was just mentioning that he's excited for you to be one of them.
Well, he contacted me yesterday and he gave me
a
ticket.
Okay, well then, we didn't know that part.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. That's great. Good for you guys. Okay, so that's going to be a wonderful performance and that's going to be a lot of fun. Who are you taking with you, Paloma?
I'm taking a friend with her husband and a work colleague.
Fabulous.
Exciting. Amazing.
Have a wonderful time. Well, we'll be logging on and getting our tickets via Quicket. And it's, as you said, 80 Rand and for 65 minutes of all kinds of silliness and wackiness and so much fun.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's just, he's just clean and witty and, well, as I said, I mean, I've heard the first time around from him at Dancers Love Dogs, where he's normally the MC. And from that day on, I was hooked.
Brilliant stuff. Alan, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Breakfast with Rufilo. And all the best for tomorrow's show. Can't wait for that extravaganza. Absolutely.